How's it going, everybody? This is Jess from Crappy Indie Music. CIMTB, as we like to call it, is a Portland, Oregon, Pacific Northwest-centered blog. Of course, we don't always focus on the crappy indie music. We do like the good music every now and then. But of course, we are known for our acerbic, caustic critic-type reviews, which is good. Anyway, this is a bit of a new thing for us. We're trying out some gear reviews. I've been putting this particular first review off for a while, and luckily, it seems like it will actually be a twofer. So, first item is the Fuzz Pedal from Maleco Heavy Industries. Maleco is a Portland-based company run by some pretty interesting cats, and they were gracious enough to send the Fuzz Pedal my way. Of course, since I've been a little Doom-focused lately, that's perfect. Now, I want to preface this by saying I am not a gearhead at all. I mean, in fact, any of you out there who are guitarists, bassists, harpists, flautists, anything, if you saw the way I treated most of my instruments, you would cry and be angry. That being said, I do love seeing new stuff, and for a while now, we've seen a resurgence of boutique pedal manufacturers. There's some great stuff going on out there, and luckily, a lot of it is in our backyard right here in Portland. I've never been too big on it. I kind of thought, you know, I can just spend $10 on a used cheapo Zoom pedal from a pawn shop and that'll be good. Which, I suppose for most people just out playing in the garage, that is fine. I would never have thought to go out and get a handmade boutique pedal just to plug in. And to be perfectly honest, with my level of guitar playing, probably wouldn't be justified. So just so you understand those little bits. With those qualifiers out of the way, I will say the Fuzz Pedal from Maleco has completely blown me away, and I'm starting to become a believer in boutique pedals. So if you want to send me a boutique pedal and have me review it, I would be glad to. I'll plug the right the hell into it and go to town. So, let's see what we're getting into. The Maleco pedal, this Fuzz pedal, I'll start off by saying it is solid and tiny. Now, what does that mean? I'm used to the big clunky multi-effects pedals, personally, and, you know, those are just awkward. This thing is teeny. The knobs sticking up off of it are as big as the pedal itself, it feels like. And that's totally cool. You really could just grab this pedal, throw it in like the cell phone pocket of your backpack or something, and it would fit. It is totally solid. I'm not sure what kind of weird depleted uranium, osmium, steel metal they made it out of, but you could totally just take a hammer and try to break this thing's butt all day, and you would never succeed. One thing about that that actually is one of the very few cons that I've found with this item, and this is total nitpicking. You have to understand how good this pedal is that I'm picking on this. There's no battery, which, again, maybe some of my pedal board knowledge is a little outdated, but again, I'm used to having to put a 9-volt battery in something. And to have this little bitty thing and crack open the back with nowhere to put a battery, I was like, what? Where's the battery go? Well, there's no battery. You plug it in. That's it. I'll counterbalance that little nitpick with a nitpicky pro in that the power cable that came with it is probably one of the best power supplies that I've ever seen. Maybe I need a hobby, something, I don't know. But it fits snugly. Even the prongs on the wart itself are totally snug, and it's long. I love it. As far as the pedal itself, it is your pretty basic fuzz pedal. Two controls, drive and volume, and then of course the foot switch. The interesting part about it is that you are able to have either just the straight fuzz or an octave fuzz or a blend of both. And it's a little tricky to get at that. You know, it's obviously not just a knob you can tweak on the front. You actually have to crack it open, go into the back, and there is a little itty-bitty switch in there. where you can switch between plain fuzz, an octave fuzz, or a blend of both. And I'll show you what those sound like here in a minute. Trying to think what else to say about it. I don't know. I love it. It's great. I've heard from other people about Moleko. I had not been introduced to them previously until I started doing a little digging into local boutique pedal manufacturers. And once I started mentioning to people, they said, oh yeah, I've got two pedals from them. They're great. And the guys there are totally cool. They're very interesting, very personable. I can imagine if you were an actual customer and not just some sort of freeloading journalist, that they would be even cooler to you. So there is that. And that's always encouraging that there are real people behind the scenes making these pedals, selling them to you, and taking care of you. Okay, let me go ahead and demonstrate some of the sounds. So a quick word about the setup that I'm using here now. I'm just using a very cheap guitar whose name I won't mention for fear of being made fun of, plugged into an audio interface going into my computer. One thing about that setup is that the power in my house is dirty and gross. So I do get noise. And unfortunately, when I start using something with heavy drive, that does make a difference. And that's a real problem that people face. You know it if you've ever played guitar in a club or in somebody's garage where they've got their home theater wires snaking up through the walls and around your head and stuff like that. Noise, electrical noise. So, I don't know, I guess I'm coming back to the 9-volt thing. That's one less source for you to be getting some buzz in the lines. But for the most part, again, that's total nitpicking. This thing sounds great, and of course, if you're going to be going through an amp instead of plugging into an interface and then through a computer, probably will not be an issue at all. And if you're some sort of crazed, hair-whipping, dope-smoking doom musician, your amp is already cranked up anyway, your drummer's deaf, it's really not going to matter. I am running through Guitar Rig using a modeled amp. It's their Citrus, which is, I guess, orange amps, you would think. So the settings are basically very clean, just a little compression and some amp sim, which sounds a bit like this. Not much to it. So that's clean. Let us go ahead and check out the Moleko on first setting. So the first setting is the octave fuzz. And let's hear what it sounds like. This is with the drive completely down. Cool. Sounds very nice. A good, deep, warm fuzz. And that is one thing about this that surprised me. Again, as a non-gearhead who's always never cared much about the analog versus digital debate, and used to sort of a sterile digital distortion, having this is awesome. I love how warm and musical it is. I'm starting to sound like a salesman or a wine tasting tour guide or something. But anyway, let's crank up the drive a bit. Let's see what it sounds like. Oh yeah, I really like that. And you can hear the octave tastefully. It's not like you've thrown an octave or pedal on there because you're bored with your guitar tone and you want to hear some goofy ass thing that you'll ignore after a week. It's a very subtle octave, just makes it kind of sludgy and thick, which, perfect. Let's crank the drive all the way up, just why not? Let's see what happens. It's great, I love it. Okay, so I'm gonna do the delicate operation of switching. Position 3. I skipped 2 for a reason. Position 3 is a scooped setting. Oh, I said plain fuzz. That's not true. It's EQ'd a bit within the hardware so that it's optimized for a guitar sound. So let's hear what that sounds like. Okay, that's awesome. I'm really blown away by this. And in case you are not getting the overall message, this pedal kicks ass. I really love it. Setting 2, and this is the reason I came back to it, setting 2 is actually the blend between the two. So there's both the scoop tone and the octave fuzz. and let's take a listen to what that sounds like. Feeling like Ian Curtis there. My fingers are just going everywhere without any real result. Sounds great. I really like it. I think the best thing about this, and again, I just mentioned this, this is a really, really good pedal. The sounds are quite musical. The low octave, blending in some of the scoop, it is really, really nice. And I haven't played around too much as far as using this to track in with some other instruments, but I have a feeling this would sit quite well among, you know, your classic Doom type fuzzy bass and very reverb drums, and, you know, maybe you're using reverb and crap to pretend that you're in a garage or weird little room when you're actually somewhere that's dead and nice. This is a great pedal. Moleko has really done a fine job of this. All of their pedals that I've seen are, you know, kind of the same form factor, very much the same solid workmanship, and everything I've heard about them is great. So it's been really great to be able to get a pedal from Moleko, explore it a bit. I'm going to be using this. I use a pretty crappy mid-80s Randall guitar amp, the kind they used on Hysteria when Def Leppard was recording. And it's louder than balls, and I'm really excited to plug that in and go into a nice show-type acoustical space and really just crank it and hear what this fuzz pedal can do. So, yeah. I suppose now it'll be a good time to segue. I'll give you guys a minute to go to the bathroom or whatever, and I will move on to the second part of this review. So, see you soon. Oh, and I feel like I should mention real quick as well that you can visit the website for Moleko. That's Moleko, M-A-L-E-K-K-O, heavyindustry.com, MolekoHeavyIndustry.com. I will include a link to that in the notes to the review. Definitely worth a check out. They have some cool stuff going on, and hopefully, this is my fondest desire, is that as they move into releasing some new pedals, I will try to truck down there to the studio, hang out with the factory, the Heavy Industry, hang out with the guys there, and maybe give a little video tour. So we shall see how it goes. All right, back in a sec.